The content shared on Your Life, Your Wealth Network reflects the views of the host and guests of the program only and are not necessarily the views of Cordasco Financial Network or its advisors. This media production is educational in nature and should not be construed as financial, legal, or tax advice or a solicitation or presentation of sale of any financial products or services. Please consult a professional prior to making any financial, tax, or legal decisions.
Welcome to the Your Life, Your Wealth Network, helping you find clarity and comfort for your life and wealth. Now, here's your host, financial advisor and CEO of Cordasco Financial Network, Steve Cordasco.
I always ask for topics that are of interest to you. So your emails to me are about you, relevant to you, and I'm more than happy to get to those. And one particular email that we got talked about retiring early. And talking about the number of efforts out there today through the media, talking about people looking to retire early. And that usually happens more so when the markets are up, a bull market. So I did some digging around and I found some articles that are out there. And this one happens to be coming from Business Insider. It says, how much money do you need to save to retire by age 40? And it can even extend based on the way that they go about it to even if you're age 50. So I have a big, big problem with the way they go about talking and explaining how you come up with whether or not you can retire to the point where the formula that goes in to showing you how you can retire early or even retire at all. You don't have to be early. You could be at age 65. You know, some people say, hey, should I wait till 70 or 65? And what happens, everybody comes down to math. And if we take a look at this particular piece, how to save to retire by age 40, they say, here's how you do it. And this is, I'm reading. First, figure out how much you spend each year. Divide that by 4%. That's, they give you the math, 0.04. This is how much you'll need to save before retiring, period. Ladies and gentlemen, please don't try this at home. This advice is so wrong that I got to take action. Not only am I going to showcase it here on the air, I'm actually going to write them and say, this is so detrimental to people that you're out of line. Let me keep reading. So once you figure out how much you spend each year, and you divide that by 4%, and they give you the math, 0.04. That's how much you need to save before retiring. Now they go on to say, once you know your goal, you can leave work as soon as you reach it. But to make this work, you have to invest your savings. You can only survive for 25 years on these savings alone. So if you retired at age 40, you'd have to start working again at age 65. Oh, wait a minute now. So you're really not retired. You're basically going to run out of money as you're aging. If your skill sets don't keep up with the economy, what the heck happens then? Let me keep reading. But there's a way to make it stretch longer. If you continue to invest and earn 5% on your investment each year, then you'll have enough to live the rest of your life. Here's why I beg to differ. And I'm holding back. What I really think. Retirement and life in general is made up of life of ups and downs. Think about your life. It's not one easy, smooth road. They made this look so darn easy. Divide what you spend by 4%, then get a 5% return on your money, and you can live happily ever after. Are they on crack? Whose life doesn't have a twist or turn? Who said it best? But John Lennon, life is what happens when you're making plans to do other things or something along those lines. That's exactly what he's saying. You thought you were just heading in one direction, and then you look up and it's like, what happened? It's a bunch of ups and downs. It's never a smooth ride. Here's what's important that you need to know, that this article grossly avoids to tell you. There are things that you're going to be able to control. There are things that you're going to have more difficulty controlling. And there's just some things you can't control. Everything in here has to do with what you can't control. For example, the 4% number. How about the 5% return in the market? You can't control the market returns. I can't, if I could control it, I'd be figuring out a way to get my money away like Bill Gates or Jeff Bezos. Because everybody would want my secret formula. Nobody can control the returns that you get on your investments. How about this? Things you can control. Your spending. Guess what? If you take what you're spending today in your 30s, because if that's how you need to get to retire at 40, I guarantee you what you're spending today on your life will be much different than what you're spending when you're in your 60s and 70s. So yeah, you'll be able to control that. But guess what? There's going to be some things you can't control that come into play there, like your health and what the cost of that is. Very important to take a look at what the things you can control, the things that are more difficult to control, and the things you can't control look like. We use something called the Your Life, Your Wealth Canvas. It used to be a retirement sensitivity, but we've upgraded this past year, really coming up with the next level of planning tools for people. So that particular tool shows you your life along the way and what happens in ups and downs. What happens if the 5% doesn't take place? What if it's only 3%? What if it is 7%, but yet you got the spending wrong? We look at that. How about late life planning? Nobody talks about that. We've done a whole segment on it. What do you want those later years to look like? A lot of this evolves around who you are as an individual and your money mind. There are people that are so safe and so defensive that if a spouse comes home who is more optimistic and says, honey, we're retiring at age 40, what about that other person? They're just supposed to go along for the ride. As that money dwindles over time, becomes less and less and less each year, if you're not getting the return, you're going to have a lot of conflict. You're probably going to end up giving half of what you've saved because that person's going to be out of there because you're going to look reckless to that person, not to yourself. So understanding how you relate to those ups and downs that are going to come are important, but it's also those people around you and how they react to the ups and downs. So it's not such an easy lift, this retire early thing, as articles are making it sound. It's actually a much harder lift, to the point where for many, the majority, it's going to be difficult to retire at age 62. I'm seeing more and more people that have to push out closer to age 70 just to make it work. And that's them even knowing what they can control. We always have to anticipate the mistakes that are going to happen. And guess what along the way? There are blind spots. Those that want to retire early, like at age 40, who actually have to do the math to see if they can do it, as soon as you figure out you got to do the math, you probably shouldn't even be thinking about retiring. Those that want to retire early usually have so much money that they're forced into retirement because they sold something to someone else and they're not allowed to go back and do it again. They have to stay out of the marketplace due to non-competes. That's who I see that retire early. And you know what happens to the majority of them? They sit in a Starbucks cafe on a laptop. They're floating around. They hit wine country. They travel. After 3 years, they're done. They're shot. They want to do something to stay relevant and pertinent. I've shared with you many times a story of my son and I and a group of friends, and even a client who's a friend. We took a sailing trip from Bermuda to Annapolis. And that boat that we sailed on was a racing boat. And that boat raced from Annapolis to Bermuda. We were part of the return crew, because what happens is the crew gets tired and they don't want to sail back. You know, they did a race. This boat won. The gentleman who owned the boat was young. He was around my age, maybe a few years older. And he made his money in technology. Bounced around from Microsoft and he was able to parlay some technology and then had his own company. And bottom line is he was able to end it and he wanted to sail. He wanted to competitively sail. And that's what he does. That's his passion. He's successfully right now getting through these years because he has a passion and that's sailing. He's found a passion, but so many of those that have created wealth that retire early struggle to find that passion. They want to get back in the game somehow. It comes down to who you are and what you want your life to be. And that's what a good advisor will do. They will help you think through that to really understand, to get to the why you even want to do something. In this particular case, the why for the gentleman who, Bob, let's call him, who owned this beautiful 44-foot racing sailboat, his why was, it was burnout. And I'm going to do things I love now. He'll burn out from this and maybe venture into something else, but right now, his numbers work. For him, he's doing what he wants. You have to ask somebody who wants to retire at age 40 who has to figure out if they have enough money or not, and hence the way the article reads, they don't have enough money. It's about how you save to get enough. You have to get to the why, because working and being part of something and being around other people can be fulfilling and give you as much joy and pleasure as sitting idle, aimlessly trying to figure out what you want to do and looking at your accounts all day long to make sure that it's all going to work out for you. So as you can see, it takes a plan and it takes a partnership and somebody that can help you see through all the emotional side of things that come through that decision making and to consider the other people in your life and to know how you behave with money, how it touches your life, and how the other people in your life think about money and how their mind works. So I would tell you it goes much further than just back of napkin doing a formula. There's a lot more that goes into it. No matter what age you are, whether it's 40, 50, 60, or even 70s, there's a right way and a wrong way to plan. So hopefully that helps you. And I appreciate you being part of the Your Life, Your Wealth show. I'm Steve Cordasco. Love to hear from you. Send me an email, asksteve@cfnplan.com. That's asksteve@cfnplan.com.
Thanks for joining us on the Your Life, Your Wealth Network. All of our shows can be listened to on demand at your convenience. If you're interested in learning more about applying the principles we discuss to your personal financial circumstances, please visit Cordasco Financial Network at cfnplan.com or call our office at 215-558-3500. We hope you'll join us again next time on the Your Life, Your Wealth Network.